Greetings to all cuckolds, whether aspiring or reluctant. As you know, my name is Miss Rachel, and by now you've had the chance to read about my take on what constitutes both a cuckold and a cuckold relationship. I wanted to dispel one of the many misconceptions that sometimes come to my attention in encouraging and counseling cuckolds. You may find that it's a misconception that came to your mind as well when reading the text portion of my bio. When you read that I insist that there must be some inadequacy on the part of the cuckold, did you find yourself saying, "There's nothing inadequate about me. I'm a handsome guy with a big dick that works just fine"? If you did, ask yourself this. In the lore of traditional manhood, isn't it still true that any man who gives access to his woman to other men is less than a man somehow? Especially if the same privilege of fucking others doesn't apply to him? I think you're forced to admit that, yes, it's still true. Therefore, no matter how big your dick is or how handsome you are abdicating at least a portion of your claim to manhood to another man. Just because it's an inadequacy with which you may be comfortable, this missing piece to your manhood in the eyes of males at large, doesn't change the fact that it is, in fact, an inadequacy. Further, perhaps you're a big-dicked stud who's coming to me because you don't understand why your wife wants other men, given your gifts. You'll find me encouraging you to accept the fact that for some women, if one big dick in her life is great, two or more is even better. You may be inadequate simply because you married yourself an insatiable cock slut, and there aren't enough dicks in the world, no matter their size, to exhaust her. Also, just because you've got a decent-sized cock, there's almost always going to be one that's bigger. And your wife or girlfriend may just be curious about that. It's your job as a loving, giving, selfless partner to allow her to spread her wings through stretching her pussy. Other reasons why a woman might enjoy the company of other cocks when she's got a perfectly adequate one at home might be boredom, suppressed resentment, or even just a sadistic streak, to which I relate, incidentally. All in all, no matter how adequate you are on paper, there are a number of reasons why your wife might want to explore other men. It's fine to question it, as long as your ultimate conclusion is that you can't and won't deny her pleasure. Whether you know you're inadequate or not, whether you're happy about your situation or not, please feel free to regale me with your cuckold tales. It gratifies me to help, and it turns me on to bear witness to your subjugation. If you'd like to read more about my tastes and opinions regarding cuckold fantasies or other kinks, please feel free to visit my blog at sensual-dom.com. If something about reading my bio and listening to this audio has made your pants a little tight and you need my immediate attention, please feel free to arrange for a session by calling 1-800-356-6169.